Now, from WPTL Sports, it's time for Pisgah High School Black Bears Girls Varsity Fast Pitch Softball with Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
We are coming to you live on WPTL 920 AM from the Tuscola Softball Complex here in Waynesville, North Carolina. On this gorgeous Chamber of Commerce Saturday afternoon, game time temperatures around 67 degrees, it's an inter-county rivalry and a Western North Carolina Athletic Conference contest between the visiting Pisgah Black Bears and the homestanding Tuscola Mountaineers. Hi, softball fans. This is Chuck Fiebernetz along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, on paper, this game does appear to be a mismatch, but if you have all season long, you've been cautioning fans and our listeners that Pisgah has a bullseye on the back of their jersey.
Exactly. We got a big, huge bullseye. It's about like that Target logo over there in Asheville. It's just big. Everybody's going to play their best. And, you know, it's something we, as a team, we've got to be ready to face each and every time we step on the field. And that's one thing Serena Goodwin has been telling her players for the last couple of weeks, is that we can't take every team line. We can't have this lackadaisical attitude when we're going to these games, and that we need to be more focused when we step out on the field. And I think she's getting her message through loud and clear. So we're just going to have to wait and see how they respond today. After they had a really good batting game yesterday, the bats really came alive, and that was a big step right there.
Well, we have an extended pregame show for you today as we're right in the midst of a junior varsity game between Pisgah and Tuscola. The game is in the top of the fifth inning, and the Black Bears lead the Mountaineers 18-0. And so this will be complete if Tuscola doesn't get a large inning at the bottom of the fifth. But the bottom line here is that we got a lot to talk about because the Black Bears kind of ended their two-game streak. They broke out of a slump, and everything seems to be all right with the Black Bears.
And the conference is getting interesting now. West Henderson upset Franklin last night 2-1. So that was a big, unexpected step, because if you talk to the coaches in the league, none of them expected that to happen. But I've always said that if, you know, even though we put ourselves two games behind and we put ourselves behind the eight ball, there's still a way we can win, but we got to win out ourselves, and we got to and hope that other teams help us, like North. And then North and Franklin play twice next week, and then we play Franklin in the middle of that. So you got three games next week that are critical in the league in the top of the standings.
Well, and by way of that upset over in Mills River, where the Falcons upset the league-leading Panthers, that catapults and propels the North Henderson Knights all alone in the conference. The same North Henderson Knights that handed Pisgah their second loss in the conference. And you know, I mean, this seems to be a wide-open conference.
It's going to be wide open. And at the beginning of the year, when I told you the four teams in this conference that I thought were going to be in the battle was Franklin and Pisgah, the two definites. But I said, don't be surprised if West and North don't come in there and start raising some ruckus and beat some teams and upset them and cause some heads to turn. And that's exactly what's happening right now. I think that helps Pisgah. They puts a little ease to the Black Bears for that loss, but they know that they've got to win. They got to beat Franklin next week. If they beat Franklin next week, then we're tied for second. If Franklin and North play twice next week, so that's going to be interesting. If they split, you know, Pisgah could be easily in the second place by the end of the week next week.
So lay out for what would be the beneficial thing for the Pisgah Black Bears to have happen next week to get them back into the hunt for that number one seed for the Class 2A playoffs.
Exactly. And, I mean, it would be – and then we have North at home later on. That is – and that helps us too, because if we can get a split with the Franklin-North Henderson game, and that's what we need to hope for, is that North wins one, Franklin wins one, and then we go and beat North and finish out the run, then we could be tied with North going into the end of the week, North having to play West at West later on. So that would be crucial.
Well, we're going to take a break here as the JV game is still in the top of the fifth inning. The score is Pisgah 21, Tuscola nothing. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Welcome back to the Tuscola softball complex here on this Saturday afternoon. We're still in the midst of the JV game. Rhonda, talk a little bit about, you know, we had a big inning, the fourth inning yesterday, it was yesterday, wasn't it?
I talked to Michaela Tiffin before the game, which she'll be our starting pitcher today. And Michaela said, she said, I was really aggravated yesterday when I went up the bat because the umpire would not let her use her regular bat. He made her go to her secondary bat, and she thought she was so upset she didn't think she was going to be able to do anything. So, and I said, well, look what happened. You hit a home run, girl, and you started the spark. I said, because that one home run you hit is like a contagious disease. It starts going through the whole team, it seems like, when one person hits a home run. And we needed those bats, and welcome back, Mahala Irvin, is all I got to say. She came back with a bang yesterday.
That was kind of a fun moment to watch her go from second back to the dugout, as you called it, the Rocky move. You know, hands up, jumping up and down. It's like, yay, finally, I get a hit after about four games.
A lot of praying for that youngin' for the week. I mean, she's been working hard. She knew what she was doing wrong. She knew it was mechanically. She knew it was in her head. And then all she had to do was get out and be in front of somebody besides her own team. That's probably what we've had the last 2 weeks. There's a lot of rain out, a lot of delays. Coach Goodwin said sitting in the dugout waiting for games. It really has plays with your psyche.
Well, so Tipton's going to go today.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is the schedule for the remaining, for the upcoming week? Because they're on break right now.
Well, actually, Pisgah don't go on break until...
That is correct.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
But next week, we got a big week. We got Brevard at home, and then we've got Franklin at home on the 12th, and then we don't play after that until the 20th. That's when we go on our spring break.
Right.
Coach said told me that she was going to try to get that the T.C. Robertson Swain try to schedule in during spring break, maybe on the weekend before or the weekend after, so they get their bats back in going and before we have to face West Henderson at West Henderson. That's going to be tough.
Next week will be a Tuesday broadcast by WPTL at the Pisgah Softball Complex against the Brevard Blue Devils, followed by the big showdown, the rematch, with the Franklin Panthers on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Both games are at 4 o'clock, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct.
Okay, and then we got a long layoff.
That's correct. And on that Franklin game, from what I understand Coach talking to me earlier, is the JVs will not play immediately after. I think the JVs are going to play at another ball field at the same time that the varsity's playing because of some issues with a course trip planned and some of the players leaving on that trip. So,
well, big game here because, you know, it just seems like as soon as you start getting everything turned around, and, you know, and last year we recall that we had a part in the season where we kind of slumped a little bit, didn't play
same time
good softball, and then all of a sudden we just started to gel and everything. Is this team about ready to gel, or are they in the process of turning it back around?
I think they're in the process. They're still tweaking with a little bit today. You'll see back to the normal lineup in the outfield. You'll have Taylor Gallion and Bianca Burnett and Sitter and Hannah Hudson out in right field. And then you'll have, instead of Micah Pigeon, she'll move from the pitcher's mound to shortstop, which puts Sheridan Pressler back at second base, which I think defensively that's her best lineup. I really do. I'm sure, man.
There will be, for the females at Pisgah High School, there will be a couple signings next week. Thursday at 1 o'clock, Kristen Allman will be signing a basketball scholarship to Catawba Valley College.
Good.
And then on Friday at 1:30, Micah James will be signing her scholarship to go to Mars Hill College.
And I'm telling you, Mars Hill's got a gem of a player that can play any position. She can pitch, she can catch, she can play shortstop, she can play third, she can play outfield. The kid is just versatile. So I believe that she'll be great for Mars Hill. And she's excited. I've talked to her, and she's so excited about playing the next level because she loves softball so much, and this is a dream for her.
What about talking, if we can segue back to basketball a little bit, that's kind of big for Kristen Allman.
Well, it is big. Kristen Allman at times last year showed tremendous greatness. She is very athletic. She could drive to the hole. Sometimes she didn't have confidence in herself, and I had talked to the Catawba Valley recruiter one night at the game, and she told me that they really like Kristen. She's raw. They want to work with her, but they think if they get her down there and work with her, she'll make them a great, outstanding player. And I think she will, too. She just needs somebody to focus on working with her technique, more or less.
Very
she's got a beautiful shot, absolutely beautiful shot.
Well, we've just completed the top of the fifth inning, and the score is the Pisgah JV's 24, Tuscola JV's nothing. They'll
and that's
play
not a football score, folks.
No, no. Three touchdowns and a field goal by the Black Bears against the Mountaineer defense. But, no, we're in softball, truly, folks. We're not exaggerating.
No.
We're going to take a break right now. This is 920 AM WPTL. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Tuscola Softball Complex on this Saturday afternoon. We're in the first game of a doubleheader between the JVs, Pisgah 24 and the Tuscola Mountaineers. Nothing, as they're batting, the Mountaineers are batting in the bottom of the fifth, so this game will be over with. There will be a cleanup of the field. And then there'll be, each team will have their warm-ups, their pregame warm-ups, on the field, and then we'll get into this game. It's long awaited. This game was originally rained out on Thursday at 5:30, just as the start of the JV game.
And they started this game over.
Yeah.
I mean, they started completely over because there's only one inning. When I come in the game today, it was 0-0, and I thought, well, wait a minute, we had a 2-0 lead when they canceled, and they said, no, they started it over. Well, before we knew it, we 6-0 in the bottom at the end of the top of the first, so.
Talk about, if you would, now the time seeing when we got the JVs out on the field, let's talk a little bit about the junior varsity game.
Well, the junior varsity played Smoky Mountain last night, and they beat them 17-1. So we're talking about a junior varsity team that's very, very young. You got four sophomores. Right out now, there's not that many out there. But your pitcher is a freshman. There's mainly a lot of freshmen that came from Canton and Bethel. They played on Walt's travel team for years, the Carolina Explosion. They've been all over the United States. They've traveled all over. So this team, except for one or two, has been together for a long, long time. Pisgah softball is going to do nothing but get better, because you look at the junior, you look at Canton Middle School right now with Brooklyn Allen, Brad Allen's daughter. I'm telling you, all I'm hearing about this kid is you wait till she gets to Pisgah. You wait till she gets to Pisgah. The kid is athletic. Can play any sport. She's just as good in basketball as she is in softball. She's a pitcher. So you got Callie Kirkendall out here pitching today. You've got two pitchers and three pitchers on this team. You got Ashley Penn and Callie Kirkendall and Morgan Smith from Canton. I mean, you just can rotate, and it's amazing. And Callie Kirkendall is doing a great job today. She struggled again the year. She's starting to get to it. She's a good batter. I mean, we've got some excellent batting. I guess you can tell by the scores that they've been ringing up, but they lost to Franklin. Last year, same exact thing. They lost to Franklin and then rolled off the next one and didn't lose another game. And I think you're going to see this team respond that way, too. It's a different level. They're having to get used to it. It's not, but they played up a lot. Walt would play them in the 16-year-old groups and stuff just to get them that experience, which I think will help them in the long run.
Now, some of the players on the junior varsity, do you know some that may? Because we lose Hannah Hudson and from the right field. We lose the Gazelle next year to graduation. That's Bianca Burnett. We have Micah James, pitcher, and in the infield, middle infield, and then Caitlin Hanna. And then we lose our defensive specialist at first base, Sydney Parrish. So that's five positions right there that are going to be graduating. So are they? Do they have people right now that they've got sitting the bench, juniors, or do you think that maybe this thing might pop up, that some of these players might fill those positions?
I think you're going to have somebody to step in and take over. Ashley Penland on this team, to me, is Micah James molded over. She's athletic. She don't mind getting hurt. She don't mind playing any position. She pitches. She plays outfield. She's done catching. She'll do anything you ask her to. The kid has got that kind of mentality and that winning attitude, which Micah has. I don't think we'll lose a beat there. Outfield, shortstop on this team has been the Hudson girl, which is Hannah Hudson's little sister. And she, and I'm not sure her name, but they told me before the game, Gabby, her middle sister that played last year, didn't come out this year. And so now this, the youngest one's stepping up, and she's a heck of a shortstop. You're not going to lose much. Maybe you'll gain more speed. These kids are very speedy. I've been watching them play. They cover the ground well in the outfield. They're ready to play on the infield. I mean, it's just surprising. I don't think we'll lose much. You're going to step right back up in. And plus, you've got some sitting on the bench right now. Brittany Turrell, Michaela Tipton,
Casey Brown.
Mason McCracken will take over your first base next year. You'll have Mason. She's got a great bat.
Well, and again, is that that's what Serena's been waiting for. Great programs have great competition for the, you know, for a limited starting position.
And kids want to, when kids have that winning going, they want to win. Winning, it's just like the coach down in Miami that was recruiting from that high school down there in Miami that was all winners. He wanted to recruit winners. These colleges want to recruit winning attitude kids. And so when you've got a winning program that keeps breeding and breeding and breeding and breeding, that's what you want to, these colleges want to recruit from. They don't want to recruit a bunch of kids that's been through a losing program. They're demoralized, and it's hard to get them kids to play next level.
Well, we'll take a break right now as there is two outs here in this ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Score still remains 24 to nothing. Callie Kirkendall is on the mound, so this game will be over shortly. Hopefully when we get back, we'll get into a shortened version of a pregame show, because we're trying to, as they say, stretch it out.
Yeah, we're trying to ad-lib and feel stuff.
This is the danger of when you're doing things like this.
You can talk, Jeff.
Well, I'm letting you, you know, do the talking right now. So we'll be back after these messages from our sponsor. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Tuscola Softball Complex. The game is over with. The Pisgah JVs have defeated the Tuscola JVs 24 to nothing, and the Browns crew is out on the field right now working on getting ready for the varsity game. So we'll probably have the varsity game about 20 minutes from now. Both teams have been warming up, and the Tuscola Mountaineers and the Pisgah Black Bears, an inter-county rivalry. Ron, you know, these type of games, you know, they're fun. And is this a type of game where you just really can throw out the records, or, you know, is it if you're Serena Goodwin, what do you do coming in? You don't want them to look at the record.
No, you can't. You just got to mainly preach to your team. Stay focused. Let's go out there and do our jobs. Let's do what we've been practicing. Just work on your mechanics, work on your batting, get ready for next week when we play Brevard and then Franklin. You know, you're going to have, and she probably will move around some people. We'll probably see some other guys come in, get some playing time, which is not surprising with Serena. That's what makes Pisgah softball better, is she don't let people sit on the bench and keep playing somebody even though you're blowing them out. Bring the kids off the bench, the young ladies off the bench, let them get in, get some game time experience, and it helps them later on down the road if somebody was to get injured. Like last year when Logan Matthews got injured.
Let's go back to yesterday. It has been a funny week because it started off with a game on Tuesday when the Quagmires and the Gully Washers came through Hendersonville, and the North Henderson grounds crew, coaching staff, everybody was getting that game, and they started the game, it was about an hour and a half late on a very wet field.
Yeah, when it started, and it was wet. I mean, extremely wet. Me and my husband went to his mother's and ate supper because when we got there at 4, it was just pouring rain, lightning, because every time it lightning, they'd add 30 more minutes onto it. So we went and ate dinner, and I got text, and they said, they're going to try to play. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. So we went back out, and sure enough, they tried. The field was so bad that right around home plate where they put a lot of sand, most of the players, the umpire could not even dust off the rubber. It was plunked. He would kick it off. And I'm sitting there going, you know, this is not feasible. I mean, I played softball slow pitch, though, and I tore my knee up on a wet field. And that's not something you want to put your kids out there and risk their knee injury, because you can get your cleats hung in that stuff and turn, and boom, you've got an ACL tear.
What was the motivation for North Tennyson wanting to play that game?
I think they wanted to play that because they wanted us, and they knew that if they played us on a dry day or sunny day, that we had the advantage. They had the advantage that time because we have struggled in rain. It's known fact. Our pitchers have struggled with gripping a ball and stuff like that, so they knew that. If any good coach does her homework, she knew that. So why not play it?
So they lost the game. It was called after six full innings after.
Yeah, well, we were at the top of the seventh, and we had two runners on. We had no outs, and Caitlin Hannah was at bat. Caitlin had just nailed one foul deep. I'm talking about deep. And as soon as they got the ball thrown back in, the umpire called game. Honestly, my opinion, I'm a Black Bear fan, yes, but I try to be biased when I do a lot of these things. But I think they called it because it was not that dark. I mean, they could have pitched at least, got her to pitch to her. But I think when she hit that ball foul, they didn't want to throw her another one. I really think they did want to.
So they lost that game. That was their second loss in a row and also their second loss in the conference, putting them at 3-2 and 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, 7-2. And then they had this game rained out Thursday, which has been what? How many games have we had? Four games have rained out with that.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's been terrible the last 2 weeks. It's been these summertime rains coming up, these August rains that bloom up in the afternoon and boom, you got thunderstorms, lightning. And then the ruling in high school sports is for every time it strikes lightning, there's a 30-minute delay. So if it strikes, and then 10 minutes later, it strikes again, you got to add 30 minutes. You got to start from that last lightning strike. And that's just for safety of the kids, and I don't disagree with that rule not one bit. It is kind of hard for the teams. It's like Serena said, we sat in the dugout. We sat and waited for games. Franklin got postponed. We had to sit and wait to play them. It's just been anticipation and waiting. And it just gets to your psyche, and the kids just want to play. And I think now that we're getting on to a roll that you'll see these kids respond. And I think that the senior leadership, Micah James yesterday, pitching like she did, I'm telling you right now, it's just like she said, Coach, give me the ball. I'm going to lead this team. You're seeing the seniors starting to rise up a little bit. BB, Hannah Hudson, Caitlin Hannah have been more vocal this year. I've never seen a kid more vocal. Last year, a lot of people got down on her because they thought that she was
lackadaisical,
running to base. I'm going to tell you something. This kid is not this year. She's running her gut out to first. She's playing hard and she's hitting well. So you can't tell me that these seniors ain't starting to step up. And when you got a senior like that that's changed, it has a tendency to beat down through the team. And I think the home runs yesterday, I told Michaela Tipton, I said, when you hit that home run, which she was surprised because it wasn't even her normal bat, I said it was just like a disease in the team. It went right through the whole team, that home run did. And I said, it's like great coach once said, Bobby Knight, though I don't like him because he's a Bobby Knight, I just don't, you know, he's a great coach, don't get me wrong.
Would you like him if he was North Carolina's coach?
I don't know. That's pushing it. You're pushing it, Chuck. But he said, when you have a three-throw shooter struggling from the line, it affects the whole team. If you got a team struggling at bat, it's going to affect the whole team. So it's up to the seniors to step up, and then they responded.
Well, they carried a 2-1 lead into the fourth inning, and they had a big 7-run fourth inning. And out of that 7 runs, they hit 3 bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sparked right by the pitcher today, which was Michaela Tipton.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just followed by Mahala Irvin and then Micah James.
Yeah.
Or no, excuse me, Caitlin Hanna.
Yeah, and you gotta remember, too, that Logan Matthews, second in Western North Carolina right now in home runs. But Mahala jumped up and tied with her now. So you got second and third right now in Western North Carolina, four home runs each.
Go over the home run hitters, if you will, for the Black Bears. You mentioned that Logan Matthews and Mahala Irvin are tied right now with 4 home runs. Micah James has 3.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Hanna, who found one last night,
has 2.
Mm-hmm. Michaela Tipton also has 2. And, you know, and then, so from when we just got heavy winds coming.
Yeah, we got heavy winds just now. It's been kind of slow. All of a sudden, it just picked up. Boom.
Well, and you had, so, you know, and you had coined the phrase that from the third spot in the order down to the 7th, is the thumpers in the lineup because all the home run production comes from them.
Yeah, on the home run situation, you know, like I said, that Logan was number 2. Now, this is not counting games yesterday. This was as of Thursday stat time. Logan Matthews was number 2 in Western North Carolina. Now, this, when I say Western North Carolina, this is all programs, 3A, 2A, 4A, 1A. And the girl from Madison County is number 1, that Michaela Drunowski. I guess that's how you say her name. She's got 6, so we're knocking on that door. You got Logan with 4, now you got Mahala with 4, and you got Hanna with 2, so she moves up in the stats, and if nobody else hit any, so that's big for us. You know, everybody is afraid to get pitch to thumping crop, the thumpers. So and when you got that lineup, and Serena tweaking with that lineup, moving the speedsters at the bottom, and you got, like yesterday, we had like, I don't know, 4 bunts in a row. It made that defense get to, and it put the pressure on their defense. And of course, when that happened, they committed 2 errors by throwing to the first baseman on those bunts because you got the speedsters. You got to make a nearly perfect play to get the speedsters out at first on a bunt situation.
Then that gets runners on, and then you get through, then you go through the thump of the lineup.
Exactly. And that's one thing that Serena had said, that we weren't getting runners on base. When we were getting them on, we were leaving them. So that's one thing that she's really trying to work on. Get the speedsters on the bag, and then let the thumpers come and knock them home.
Well, we're still working on the field, getting it ready for the big intercounty rivalry right here in softball, Tuscola hosting the Pisgah Black Bears. We'll take a break right here for a message from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
With the tax deadline quickly approaching, we at H&R Block would like to suggest a few thousand reasons why you should trust your taxes to us.
$2,560.
$5,498.
$1,253.
April 17th is just around the corner. Don't risk your refund. At H&R Block, we guarantee you won't leave money on the table. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com and never settle for less. Results will vary. Every tax situation is different. If you make an error on your return that entitles you to a smaller tax liability, we'll refund our fee for that return. See tax office for details.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back here to the Tuscola softball complex here on this Saturday afternoon. We're closing in on the first pitch of this ball game. We're probably about 15 minutes away. We might have misforecast that. It took them a little extra time. It looks like they have finished up the field. Both teams are out on the field warming up, and the coaches, Mike Gentry just called for Serena Goodwin. It's okay to now take their infield. So Pisco will take their infield, followed by the Mountaineers, and then we'll get down to this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball game. And Rhonda, talk, if you will, about the young lady going inside the circle for Tuscola, or excuse me, for Pisco.
Michaela Tipton, she's a great pitcher. She only has about four pitches that she's working on, which, you know, like I said yesterday, I was listening to that Auburn-Alabama game, and the coach on there said, one of the sportscasters that played softball said that high school pitchers only need to have about two or three pitches that are perfect, that they can use all the time. And we talked about Verlander with his fastball, then the changeup, that nasty changeup, how he was striking out pitchers. And I think that you'll see that today with Michaela Tipton, because she has that. She has the fastball, but she has a great changeup. So you're going to see her use her fastball, her rise ball, her drop ball, and then her changeup. That's probably going to be her repertoire today.
And speaking about the Cy Young and MVP of the American League, I just got a text from my brother that the Detroit Tigers are all over the Boston Red Sox, 7-0, and Miggy and Cabrera have two home runs each. So it's a fun day in Cold America in Detroit.
Yeah, I love it.
The Tigers putting a little thump action on the Bo Sox.
Yeah, which I'm a Bo Sox fan, but I'm more of a Tiger fan than Bo Sox. But I like to see Detroit do well. I like Jim Leland. He's a great coach. But I like Bobby Valentine on the other side. He's a good coach, and I think he's a good fit for Boston. He will change that program around, and you'll see them back to their championship ways here shortly, but it's going to take some time.
Well, and Leland, and if I may segue into that, is Leland and Valentine, particularly Leland, is regarded as now one of the best managers in Major League Baseball with the retirement of Tony La Russa from St. Louis. So he kind of elevates himself as one of the top dogs, you know, the managers. But Leland talked about this spring is that, look, you know, he's old school. And old school is he tells his players exactly what it is, not what they want to hear. And he says it may not be what they want to hear, but the fact is when I tell them, I don't mince words. I tell them exactly what the situation is. You are or you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing. It will hurt for them and stay with them for 48 hours. He said after 48 hours, the sting will go off, you know, and wear off, and they can, you know, their feelings will get back to normal. It hurts their feelings. He said they may agree with what you said or may not agree with what you said, but still the sting wears off only 48 hours.
And that's a good philosophy that a lot of coaches in high school need to start implementing is, hey, don't try to patty-cake these kids.
Mm-hmm.
These kids need to be told. And I'm not saying not about Fisgo, but I'm talking about all programs, even down in little school. You got to tell these kids that what is wrong, what they're doing wrong. Let it sit with them. And then in 48 hours, like you say, they'll get over it, but they probably will work on it. We can't patty cake it anymore. We have too many, and this is one thing that I disagree with, Chuck, and I know we've talked about this off the air. I disagree with participation awards. I'm telling you, I cannot stand that. I know parents are going, probably some of us are going to be mad at me for saying this, but we take the competitiveness out of the sport. When I was growing up, it was win. Second was only the first loser. I mean, it's not, the participation awards for all these kids and trophies is not teaching them competitiveness, not teaching them to win, not teaching them to go out there and play with their heart and their gut and their mind. It's not teaching them anything. They've got to be competition. Competition makes you better. And I just can't stand it. And you've got to be able to tell these kids, when I coached AAU basketball, I had this philosophy of positive criticism. I always told the kids what they did good first. But then I would tell them what we need to work on in practice next week to make them better. Now, that was the key, because I just can't stand going out and seeing a coach jump all over a kid for something they did and cursing them. Number one, I wouldn't do that. Number two, you can get a lot farther with a kid telling them something positive what they did, then turn around and say, this is what we need to work on. And I agree with Jim Leland on that.
And the funny thing about that is Leland was asked about players, you know, when they do something, and it may not be what Leland wants. He asked, when he approaches them and asks them what was he trying to accomplish, is he, the one word out of his players he does not like to hear is, I was trying to do this. You don't tell him that. You tell him what you did and why you did it. And then he can work from there. He says, you know, the guys that try are the ones usually down in the minor leagues. The parent club guys, if they make a mistake, what were you doing?
Yeah.
You know, what were you trying to accomplish? And you know, I was trying to get the guy out at third. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, well, coach, I was, you know, it's a hard word to get away from, because I just mentioned it in there. You know, mm-hmm. coach, you know, I wanted to get the guy out there, mm-hmm. or I wanted to throw behind the runner, mm-hmm. you know, and I was thrown behind the runner. So it was, he's trying to teach them to get that word try out
yeah.
of there and do it, but yeah.
yeah,
do, you know, make smart decisions.
Make
do you see
decision.
Serena Goodwin in this situation?
Yeah, I think Serena Goodwin is, right now she's got some issues on the team that she's really trying to, and she's tweaked to it, like I say, she's messed with the lineup, trying to get it out of their head. More or less, and working on just getting the kids focused and not taking everything lackadaisical. You know, she wants them to be relaxed for a game, but there's a difference from being relaxed and being lackadaisical. That's two different things. You got to, when you first step on that field, you need to be focused the minute you step on that field when that first pitch comes across there. A lot of mistakes we made against North Henderson was one time, I remember, when the ball was hit right back to the pitcher, and Micah had not covered second for the leading out, which made the pitcher hold the ball, which made the runner at first be safe also. And that hurt us. It's just little things, just little mental lapses. And so she's really working hard on this team to focus, to be mentally focused, not, you know, and that's one thing that I think is she's starting to get a hold of, and they're working on really hard.
Is it a different approach for a manager of a softball team or in any sport when your team has had great success the previous year, like the Pisgah Black Bears, and you come into the new season with the bullseye? That's a different, do you manage different with the bullseye on there? And,
well,
and how do you get the players to play the game and not focused on the bullseye?
So that's one thing Serena said when her post-game comment yesterday,
mm-hmm.
is she said that they just thought that since they won the state championship that they didn't have to work for it, that they're already good enough. And see, this is the first time the Serenas have been put in a position to coach a defending state champion. So I think there's learning on both sides of the ball there, on her side and on the player's side. And I think that the two losses in a row was what refocused this team. You heard Mahala Irvin's comments after the game yesterday about we need to be more focused. Micah James talking about we need to be focused, we need to play. We know that everybody's coming after us.
Well, the Pisgah Black Bears have completed their warm-up, the pregame infield, and now it will be time for the Tuscola Mountaineers to have their pregame infield. And we'll take a break right here for a word from our sponsors. This is Chuck Fiebernus with Rhonda Bird. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina. B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Back to the Tuscola softball complex. We're closing in on the opening pitch of this game today on Saturday. This is a makeup game from Thursday's rainout. And Rhonda, talk what we know about the action that's taking place. Again, highlight the fact of what's been happening inside the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference, because some things, it was kind of a weird Friday yesterday.
Yeah, I believe it might have been a full moon. And, you know, the strange things happen on full moons, but like I said earlier in the show, if you wasn't with us, West Henderson upset Franklin yesterday 2-1 with Coots winning, hitting the winning a single. It was bases loaded single. They got to drove in the winning run. So, which kind of shook everything up a little bit. North Henderson's in the lead now. But North Henderson and Franklin play twice next week because of the rainout they had. They've had to reschedule. Then and Franklin plays us in the middle of the two North Henderson games. So, actually, Franklin has it tough. I mean, they got to play North twice and us once. So, that's three games in that week, which will be maybe our benefit. But I think these girls really want to play Franklin again, because they know they should have done better in that game, and it's really eating on them.
Well, you know, you've got three more home runs out of the bumpers yesterday, and all came in one inning.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can go through the bumpers, but there's a young lady on this team that is just absolutely on a hitting tear, and that is, and only a sophomore, playing great defense and also just lighting it up on the offensive side at the plate, and that is Sheridan Presley.
Oh, she's doing awesome. She's doing awesome in defense, too. I mean, as a sophomore, jumping up from the junior varsity level to the sophomore, I mean, to the varsity level is a big difference. You know, you hear it in football. The kids might be good in junior varsity, but then when they step up varsity, you think, what happened to them? It's a different, whole, totally different game. The pitching's better. The athletes are better on varsity. So she stepped right in. She's filled in that position at second and at short for Haley Worley and Jamie Gooch, like, has not even been missing. I mean, amazing. That's all I can say.
Well, you know, there's not too many programs. You looked at Franklin having a great facility. Pisgah now has a great facility, although we do lack lights. But the fact is that, you know, Mike Gentry and his grounds crew and his community here have really built a really nice place here at the Tuscola Softball Complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the nicer ones within the conference.
Yeah, now next week, or when we come back from spring break, we have to travel to West Henderson, which is in a hole. They have, I don't know now, but they did not have a functioning scoreboard last year. They have no restrooms. If you want to go to the concession stand, you have to go up the hill and to the baseball field, to the concession and to the restroom. So it's just, it's not a very good facility. East Henderson's just the same. Not a very good facility. North Henderson's not a very good facility. At least their scoreboard works this year. So you're looking at some of the lower programs. Even Smoky Mountain, they play at the old elementary school out away from Smoky Mountain High School out there. And it's not even a good facility. I mean, it's okay, but it's, you know, not great. So you are running into some issues where there's not good facilities.
Well, and this is a beautiful setting right here.
Mm-hmm.
On a Saturday afternoon, as game time temperatures have now dropped down to about 67 degrees, and it seems a little warmer right now.
It does. If a wind stays died down, it really feels good, and I think that the ball will lift out today. We had a home run hit in the JV game, so Pisgah did, so I think the ball's going to lift. The air's a little dead. The humidity's low, and when the humidity's low, that's good air time for the ball, so...
Well, taking a look at the Pisgah lineup, it'll be Hannah Hudson in right field, followed by Sheridan Presley playing second base. In the three hole will be the catcher Mahala Irvin, followed by the cleanup hitter Micah James, who will move from inside the circle over to shortstop. She'll be followed by Caitlin Hanna, the third baseman, and then Logan Matthews, the designated hitter, and she'll be DH'ing for the first base and defensive specialist Sydney Paris. And then you've got her followed by Michaela Tipton, who will be inside the circle today pitching for Serena Goodwin's ball club. And then finally you have Taylor Gallion in left field and Bianca Burnett in center field. So you look at that, and you top two hitters are girls who can get on base. And I just got a New York Yankees manager Mike Gentry from Tuscola loves his New York Yankees and everything, and just gave me a New York Yankee
pencil because you got your Detroit Tiger hat on.
So, anyhow, the tonight, and I'm going to use it right here. So, Mike Gentry is, Mike Gentry's done a heck of a job. In high school, sometimes you get those droughts and everything, but he's one of those positive coaches that teaches the game and teaches life. And, you need those kind of good coaches in stay in the game and be coaches like that. It's not about him. He's focused in on his girls and everything.
Well, that's what you want coaches to do, is teach the game and teach life instances. Dean Smith, my idol, Roy Williams, are the same type of coaches. They teach you on the court, then teach you life experiences. To combine what you learn on the court to use in life, and that's one thing that's really key.
Well, the managers, Serena Goodwin, Walt Leatherwood, along with Mike Gentry and the captains for him, will be meeting at the plate right now with the umpires, and we'll be getting ready for the first pitch. So before we have that happen, let's take our final break of our pregame show. This is 920 AM WPTL, home of Pisgah softball.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scotts Turf Builder with Plus 2 Weed Control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you parts. No, we work to bring you deals on parts. Like right now, when you buy any Autolite spark plug wires, we'll give you a set of Autolite Platinum spark plugs valued up to $24 free. At Advance, we get you the parts you need fast. And then sometimes we give you free stuff. As if fast wasn't sweet enough. Service is our best part. See store for details.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Tuscola Softball Complex. We're having player introductions right now as the Black Bears are being announced, followed by the Mountaineers. We'll have the Star Spangled Banner, and we'll have finally, Rhonda. Finally, this may be the longest pregame show we've ever had.
I tell you, we've talked about everything, anyway.
Who's back at the mothership right now?
Tim. That Ohio State Buckeye fan.
We don't talk about that Ohio State. They got to the Final Four, so congratulations to... No, I'm not saying. I can't say that.
I can start to say, I don't know what it is about these Michigan ganders, but today we were passed by 12 of you guys on the interstate, and I'm going, what the heck is this? Is this a sign or something for me?
It's not you guys, it's you guys.
Okay, you guys. That might be the way it is up north, but y'all down here.
Yeah, that's it. I can remember a time when I first got down here, somebody mentioned about a tar. Tar.
Tar.
And I'm just kind of looking, so what? Tar.
car.
What are you talking about? And he points to the wheel of the car. I said, I'm going to have problems with that.
Yeah, you still are, Chuck. How long have you been down here now?
Long enough to know that E does not stand for enough in a gas tank.
Thank you, Lord. We might have, I think the community's intervention has worked. He said when you walked in, they had four guys testing if he had gas in his vehicle.
Well, going inside the circle for the Mountaineers will be right-hander Ashley Jones, as they have their announcement of their players, and also they will have the, you know, they're taking the field, and they'll have the Star Spangled Banner. So we're going to join in and pay homage to our the national anthem in a moment here as they complete their the player introductions. And this is, you know, what do you think Serena's told her team?
She's told them to go out there and play today. They can't take them lightly. Don't take anybody lightly. No, Tuscola is struggling this year, and you know, you just can't take a team lightly. It'd be like, you know, Carolina Duke.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Star Spangled Banner. Live by a student here at Tuscola. They've done it with class. The umpire comes up to congratulate the young lady. That's awful difficult at a ball game to do that. But we are now, and I misspoke, Rhonda. It is not Ashley Jones. Ashley Jones will be playing first base. It's Miranda Moore going inside the circle for Tuscola.
Now, the Star Spangled Banner he is referring to, or the national anthem, is one of the hardest songs to sing or play.
And at Tuscola, right before Tuscola game, Sawyer Leatherwood plays the fiddle. I learned that it was not a violin.
Not the
sound. Not the sound.
I call him CD.
Yes.
Charlie Daniels.
Gotcha. Well, Miranda Moore will go inside the circle. She'll face, scheduled up to face her will be Hannah Hudson, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin, 1-2-3, as we begin the top of the first inning. And this ball game is about ready to get started, as Miranda Moore completes her warm-up tosses. Yesterday, the Black Bears got off their two-game losing streak with a big win over Smoky Mountain, 11-1 in five innings. And the bats came alive somewhere around the second inning. So Moore's done with her warm-up tosses, and we're ready for some softball.
Well, the catcher threw her ball to second base. It looks like it was a struggle to get there. See if Serena don't take advantage of that early in the game.
They had a catcher named Madison Banks that took a very severe concussion at a collision at home plate a week ago, and she's still out.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the game sport.
That's
you get hurt.
That's what happens to catchers. So Moore's ready to go. We're ready for softball, and here we are on 9:20 a.m. WPTL on the first pitch. Ball up high to Hannah Hudson. Outfield playing straight away for the right fielder for and leadoff hitter for Pisgah. Moore being deliberate. Here's her pitch. Swung on in line to the third baseman. Up and retires Hudson very quickly. Nice play by Kaylee Grasty over there at third base for Tuscola.
Their JV team struggled with that throw. We had several hits there, and they threw it over the first baseman. So that was a good time.
Here is the leading hitter for Pisgah, sophomore Sheridan Presley. Checks into the left-hand box right now. Moore's first pitch is ball high.
You know, we got some more lefties coming off our JV team, so it's unusual.
On deck is Mahala Irvin. 4 home runs on the season. Presley can get on. There's a threat. Next pitch is ball outside, 2-0. So Presley gets ahead of the right-hander for Tuscola early in the count. Moore ready. Gets her sign from her catcher. Swung on and grounded to the first baseman. Ashley Jones just scoops it up and steps on first. So two batters, two outs here in the top of the first inning. And Moore changing speeds against the Black Bear, the wanted Black Bear lineup. And we're going to start with the thumpers now here in 3-7. And Irvin's going to start this off batting third and catching today. Swung on and grounded sharply down the third base line, but foul.
Curious to see if her hot streak continues, which she was more confident today when she walked into the ballpark.
This thumper part of the lineup, 3-7, Irvin has 4 home runs. James has got 3. Hannah has 2. Matthews has 4. Tipton has 2. Pitches a changeup. Up high, so it's 1-1 to the junior catcher from Pisgah, Mahala Irvin. 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. No score. Beautiful sunny day. Here's Moore. She's ready, and here's her pitch. Swung out and lifted high and to the line, but foul.
Foul home. She'd hit that straight. It'd been a home run, but it was foul in the...
And our position of our broadcast booth right here is that we are looking directly down the third base line, and the sun is setting right now. As we looked up, I looked up into that sun.
Lost it.
So I had to look down to see where run, you know, where the defense was running to. So it's 1-2 count. Here's Moore's offering, swung on and dribbled foul. So Irvin hangs in there with a 1-2 count.
I noticed Tuscola's outfield mostly in that left-hand corner is up against the fence, both, and the center fielder is too.
Flag is blowing from out in center field from the right field pole to the left field pole at times. Next pitch is a changeup, and that is line foul. Beautiful changeup by Moore. Nice adjustment by Irvin to hang in there.
She started to swing, then she held back, and then she swung.
Miranda Moore and Ashley Jones rotate from pitcher to first base. Mike Gentry has a two-pitcher rotation. Today's chore is on Miranda Moore. Here's her 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and that is driven to deep center field. At the wall, gone! So home run number 5 for Mahala Irvin. Touch them all as she rounds third and greeted by a host of Black Bears.
I think her slump is officially over.
So that is her second home run in consecutive games, and that drives her home run total to 5 on the season, and she takes the lead. And that's going to bring up Micah James, and we spoke of it. This is the thump of the part of this pistol lineup.
And she was patient with her pitching, too. Or with
first pitch to James is low, ball 1.
She was patient. She hit off a couple foul, and then she made her pitch, and that's what she was waiting on.
Last 2 games, James has collected four hits. Yesterday, she nearly got her fourth home run when she hit the ball off the top of the wall, the padding, the red padding around the fence.
Oh, man, it's like inches.
That was a 2-RBI double for James. That would have been the fourth home run of the fourth inning. Big swing and a miss. Dribbled foul behind the catcher. Doing the catching, subbing in for the injured Madison Banks, who sustained a concussion about a week and a half ago at a collision of the plate, is Emily Hooper. So the battery for Tuscola is Moore and Hooper, as her pitch is high and outside again. Moves the count to 2-1. Excuse me, 3-1.
And if you get Mike on base, you got Caitlin Hanna coming to bat. Ooh.
Moore ready, looks at Hooper. Hooper looks into the dugout for the sign. Here's the pitch, swung on and grounded sharply to center field. So a two-out single by James keeps this inning alive. It went up the middle, and that's her fifth hit in three games. She was 3-for-4 against North Henderson, 1-for-2 against Smoky Mountain. She draws a lot of walk batting in the cleanup.
She's very patient at bat, Mike is.
Here's Caitlin Hanna, swung on, and that's lifted high to center field. Camped underneath it is Caitlin Stiles, and that's all for the Black Bears. They do get a run on a home run by Mahala Irvin. So after a half inning, it's Pisgah 1, Tuscola coming to bat. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Pisgah's Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville and by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Canton, commercial residential grading and remodeling. B. Allen Construction.
Just got up underneath her. She's got one of those great swings and everything.
She'll get one before it's over with. The home run fever started now, so it runs through the team.
So momentarily, should we say that? Momentarily, Irvin has a home run lead.
Yeah.
As James has three. Irvin now has five. Hanna has two.
And
Matthews has four. Tipton has two. That's all the pop that they've got. That's 8, 10, 16 home runs off of this team right now.
And it all based on they need to be patient at the plate. North Henderson, they were just hitting first pitch, and you could tell Coach Willetta was saying, let's be patient, wait for your, be patient, wait for your pitch, make them work. And I think the last two games you've seen them be more deliberate at the bat, and that's what you want.
So Michaela Tipton goes inside the circle. Her first pitch is grounded past and picked up by Tipton, throws over to first to Paris, retire Macy Deaver, the leadoff hitter. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the first inning.
Tipton and has a real quick delivery, fast. She snaps the ball nearly.
Now batting will be the second baseman, Katie Brocious, younger sister of quarterback from North Carolina State. Brocious' first pitch is a ball high. Next pitch again is outside, so it's now 2-0. On deck is Kaylee Grasty. Ball three is tipped and falls behind 3-0 to Katie Brocious.
She'll shake it off. She don't worry about getting behind.
Ball four, so she loses her on four pitches. So Brocious draws a walk, and that's going to bring up Kaylee Grasty, the third baseman. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. High and in tight, backs her up at the ball. So five straight balls by Tipton here in the bottom of the first inning.
Tipton's another pitcher will settle down.
Swung on and fouled up against the screen. Fouled it off the handles. On deck is Ashley Jones, the first baseman today for the Mountaineers. Pitch is swung on, and that is lifted to left field, so a base hit. Kaylee Grasty blooped one over the head of Micah James.
And Micah was breaking hard, and Taylor was coming in hard. So it's just one of those pitches that just fell in the right spot, or hits that fell in the right spot.
So now it's Ashley Jones. Comes to the plate as first pitch swinging, that has popped up, and Presley catches it behind first base. Nice running grab as Jones was swinging on the first pitch, pops up to the second baseman. So that's two outs, and now it's Emily Hooper that comes to play. She's the catcher today.
Michaela's daddy's behind us, so if you hear somebody holler every once in a while, it's him. He gets really nervous.
First pitch is high and outside to the lanky Emily Hooper. Runners at first and second here in the bottom of the first, two outs. Next pitch is in the dirt. Nice scoop by Irvin. So now the count moves to 3-0. I missed a pitch. No, excuse me, 2-0. I thought I missed. Big swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by her. Bought some cheese. She came up empty. So now the count moves to 2-1. Katie Brocious is at second base. Pitch painted the inside part of the plate, brought the heater inside. Now it evens the count at 2-2 here in the bottom of the first inning. Is Tipton trying to get out of this jam? Fouled back. So Hooper stays in there with a 2-2 count.
She works really fast from the inside the circle. She's probably the fastest of the pitchers.
Tipton ready. Swing on and miss and struck her out. First punch out of the game. So no runs. They strand two runners. And after one inning is in the books, it's Pisgah 1, Tuscola 0. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We've moved into the top of the second inning. Scheduled to face Miranda Moore will be Logan Matthews, Michaela Tipton, and Taylor Gallion. 6-7-8 in the lineup. Moore, a more deliberate pitcher. First pitch, a changeup on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. Moore using a variety of off-speed pitches mixed in with her fastball. Ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on that line to Macy Deaver. Comes up throwing. And that is going to be an error on the first baseman, Ashley Jones. Deaver just made a spectacular grab of a rocket. One hop shot to her. Made a strike, but Jones could not come up with the throw as it popped out of her mitt, so she'll be charged with an error, and Logan Matthews is on first base, and that's going to bring up Tipton. Big swing and a miss. Foul tipped it. Strike one. Boy, that was a heck of a play by the shortstop for Tuscola, Missy Deaver.
That ball was hit hard, and she had trouble controlling it, and then when she threw it, she threw it a little low, but the first baseman should have had it.
Next pitch is just a tad bit outside, so it's now one ball, one strike to Michaela Tipton, the pitcher of the game, for the Black Bears.
Which, she must have been on her hitting tire.
Swung on, and that is line, but line foul. That would have fell into the corner. As we look down to the left field line, which is on the Tuscola side, and there sits the Pisgah head coach, David Presley. Somebody tell him that he's on the wrong side. Those are how rumors get started.
I know.
So one ball, two strike count to Tipton. Here's Moore. Swung on and foul. Moore threw her a changeup. So the count remains at 1-2.
Well, this is good because, you know, I said earlier in the year that one thing that really haunted Pisgah last year was a pitcher that could throw the changeup really well. We just swung way out ahead of it.
Moore working deliberately. Here's a pitch. And it hits her. So she loses her with a 1-2 count. She pops her on the thigh. Tried to throw a curve, but it did not break. Got out of her hand a little too early.
We're going to have a pinch runner for Michaela. It's going to be Casey Brown coming in.
So Casey Brown will pitch run, a courtesy runner for the pitcher, and that's going to bring up the junior, Taylor Gallagher.
I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get a bunt.
Squares around and bumps it, but it rolls foul as Hooper picks it up real quickly. So one strike on Gallion, trying to move the runners up on a sacrifice, putting them in better position for the on-deck hitter, Bianca Burnett.
Which is, you know, their base play, their first and third baseman are way back, so.
Squares around, lays down a bunt, that's perfectly played, and that's not going to be in time.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to turn from a sacrifice to a bunt single.
She made a mistake. She looked at third first instead of just picking it up and going straight to first.
Some of you may want to wonder why that is not an error, because you can't assume errors are not a part of misjudgment.
Mm-mm. No. She did. She looked at third, seeing no play. Then she, as fast as Gallion is, you got to make it, like I said earlier, you got to make a decision fast.
Moore ready to go. Bases are full of Black Bears. First pitch is high to Bianca Burnett, batting ninth for Pisgah. Burnett spent most of the first part of the season as the leadoff hitter, but Serena Goodall wanted to get some speed at the bottom of the order. Changeup swung on and missed, came up empty, evens the count at 1-1. We're in the top of the second inning. Pisgah leads Tuscola 1-0, but they got no outs, and bases are full of Black Bears. Moore working deliberately. Here's her one offering. Check swing, and she did not go, and it was called ball. So now the count moves to 2-1. Miranda Moore trying to slow the bat speeds down with changing of spit, with her pitches. Swung on and lined to left field. That's a diving Macy Fever. There's one run in. Here comes Casey Brown for the second run. So a two-run single by Bianca Burnett. The Gazelle comes up big, and now the score is 3-0.
That was a huge hit right between the third baseman shortstop. The shortstop diving for it just could not get it. And then the outfield playing as deep as they are. That's the reason you got two runs on that single.
Burnett goes to second, and Gallion moves to third on the throw to the plate. And that brings up Hannah Hudson as the first pitch to Hudson as a ball low. Still nobody out here in this inning. The top of the second, Pisgah leads now 3-0.
This could be that same inning like we had yesterday where we get a bunch of runs in one inning.
1-0 offering. Big swing and a miss. Gets away from Hooper, but the runner stays. As Hooper prances on that quickly. She got after that one quickly.
Good call by Wall. You don't have any outs. Don't try to force an out trying to get somebody home.
Hannah Hudson grounded out to the third baseman her first time. She's 0-1. So here's the 1-1 offering. Ball inside, 2-1. Keep me updated because that scoreboard operator up
there. Yeah, he's not got the innings correct, so he's still showing the first inning, but I don't think Tuscola was keeping the first inning.
2-1 offering, swung on and lifted to left field. That's shallow. In comes the left field. That's going to drop for one run. In comes Gallion. Burnett goes to third. Ball gets away, but no runners. So the runners remain at second and third as Hudson moves down on a bloop single to left field and an RBI.
Another conservative call by Coach Leatherwood. Instead of sending Bianca as fast as she is, he let her stay there. There's still no outs. So let's just keep a rally going and see what goes.
Heads up play by Bianca Burnett moving to third base. And that's going to bring up the leading hitter on the team, Sheridan Presley. Already pitch. Painted the outside part of the plate for a strike. Sheridan had her average drop. Came in yesterday batting 519, went 2-for-4 and had her average drop.
I'd take 500 any day if I was a batter.
Swung on, driven to right field. That is caught. Here comes Burnett. The throw to the plate is not going to be in time, so a sacrifice fly.
She hit the corner of that base. She was like running as hard as she could, and the catcher was there, and she just kind of stepped aside and just hit the corner of the plate.
So that is not an official at-bat as Burnett races home for another run, and that makes the score 5-0, Pisgah, and on the fly and the throw to the plate. Hannah Hudson went to third, and that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin, who homered her last time up.
Our scoreboard keeper must have heard us. He must be listening to the radio because he changed the inning. Well, that's all right. We'll let everybody listen to us.
Tuscola beat writer Dennis Smathers is up in the press box. Does an excellent job for the Mountaineers sports scene here. Pitches outside a little high as Irvin ducks down underneath it, so it's 1-0 to the power-hitting catcher, only a junior, 5 bombs so far after that first inning homer.
I'm going to be surprised number 6 don't come here soon.
Already, here's her pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate, 2-0.
Now, I'd like to know what her career home runs are, because she's been playing since she's a freshman.
She had 12 last year, so the 5 now makes her 17. Didn't she have 8 her freshman year? Swung in line to left field, past Kaylee Grasty. Had no chance to get that as Irvin Spreck goes to second, slides in safely. So an RBI double for Irvin pushes the score to 6-0 in favor of the Black Bears.
That went between the bag and the third baseman. I mean, perfectly lined it. You couldn't ask for the ball to go there.
That was a rocket that Grassy had no chance, and now that's going to bring up Micah James.
She's the only one that had hit a home run the last 2 games.
Swung on and missed by James. Came up empty as Moore pulled the string on her. It's 0-1. Irvin, 2 hits in this game, a double and a home run. James singles her last time up. She's 1-for-1. Pitches high, gets away from Hooper, and on down to third goes Irvin.
She's like a cat on a prowl when she rounds the base, Irvin is. She's just ready to pounce. She looks and she sees where the ball is, and she's just like ready to run if she needs to.
On deck is Caitlin Hanna. We're going through the thumpers.
Yeah.
This is the dangerous part for any pitcher to get through this lineup. Pitches low and in the dirt. Nice hop on Hooper. Say that 5 times fast.
Hop on Hooper.
So it's 2-1.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, like hop on pop.
Don't do it to me, Rhonda. So 2-1 offering by Moore. Big changeup, big swing and a miss by James. Came up empty. Just as she swung, the ball dived underneath her bat. Nice sinking action to that changeup, mm-hmm. And that evens the count at 2-2. One out here in the top of the second, 6-0 Pisgah. Swung on, and that is over to Grassy. Nice play by the third baseman over to first to retire, but that's going to be an RBI ground out for James. So that's a second out, and that drove in Irvin, as Irvin was breaking on contact, and Grassy felt it would be best to get James off the bases. So the bases are clear now, and the score is now 7-0 as they pushed across 6 runs here in the top of the second inning. And that's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna, who popped up 2 center field her last time up. Swung on, and that is belted to left field, back to the wall, and that is nice. Caught, nice grab by Tristan Woodall right at the warning track.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all for the Black Bears. They do get 6 runs, and they push their lead up now to 7-0 here as we move to the bottom of the second inning.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by B. Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville.
So last inning, 6 runs only on 4 hits. 1-2-3-4. And they had no runners left on base. So
they nearly batted the whole order because
They batted 9 in that inning.
Because Logan Matthews is on deck. so she'll be leading off next inning.
I've done that many a times, extended innings, you know, rallies. They got me. They took one time, a guy looked at me. Jeff Hamilton played third base for the Los Angeles Dodgers and said, you're getting the DRK award. I said, DRK award? What's that? He's a designated rally killer. He said, you get up and you kill the rally. Thanks. When you play softball or baseball, particularly baseball, you got to have thick skin. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I fished. He just fished and brought the lure in there, and I
well,
didn't like
to fish. Well, it's easy for you to fish. That trooper had your number the other night on the side of the road. I've never seen Chuck Peterson that speechless. But that night, come back from Franklin, he was speechless. You're in your gas record now.
It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. I was just daydreaming. I was closing in on exit 98 back from Franklin. It was nighttime, and all of a sudden the car went. I went, whoa, something's wrong with my car.
I passed him, and I called him. I said, Chuck, is that you on the side of the road? He says, yeah, something out in my car.
So Tipton's ready, two-faced. First, it's swinging. That's caught by Irvin. She popped it up. That was Miranda Moore to lead off here at the bottom of the second. She pops up on the first pitch to Mahala Irvin. A little short pop-up as the catcher throws off her mask, grabs that, and that's going to bring up Tristan Woodall, who made a spectacular catch out in left field last day.
Yeah. And Mahala had to be quick on that because it was not popped very high.
Woodall takes a strike for the first pitch. Fastball, knee high, inside corner. Next pitch, big swing and a miss, blew the heater by her. I'll tell you what, Tipton's working like she's double parked out in the parking lot right now. She gets the ball back, gets her signal, and works.
Her and Mike has just been doing a great job here the last two games.
Next pitch, big swing and a miss. That's all for Woodall. Punched out number two here. Second out in the inning, and that's going to bring up...
Daddy's smiling about that now.
We do not have a number eight. Check swing. So we're just going to call her number eight is Caitlin Stiles is on deck.
She could be one of the JV girls that they let play today.
Ball low, just below the knee, so it evens the count at 1-1. Pitch ready, here's go. Popped up, out of play. Makes the count at 1-2. I thought I heard somebody say, come on, Alex. So we're going to call Alex. We do not have a last name. We'll get that for you in a moment. Tipped and ready. Pitches high for a ball. Evens the count at 2-2.
Just trying to give her something to swing at. Hoping to get her a swing at something. Wouldn't cause any damage if she hit it.
Foul back against the screen. Keeps the count at 2-2. Tipton already has two punch-outs here in this game as we're in the bottom of the second. Black Bears have a comfortable 7-0 lead over their rival Mountaineers. Big swing and a miss, but it was foul tipped. And unable to hang on to it was Mahala Irvin, so
that's unusual.
Alex gets to stay in there.
It just hit the top of her. I think she got a little dirt in her eyes. She's trying to clean out the dust.
Ball outside. Makes the count full at 3-2.
I believe she does have a little dust in her eyes. She's getting a lot of dust from her glove coming off them pitches.
Tipton working quickly. Here's a pitch. Ball four, she loses her. That's a second walk in the game issued by Tipton. A two-out walk. And that's going to bring up Caitlin Stiles, the catcher. She quickly takes off her catching gear. Caitlin Stiles subbing in for... moved over to behind the plate, I should say, when Madison Banks went out with a concussion. First pitch brought the heater right down the middle of the plate for a strike. 0-1. Bottom of the second. Here's the next pitch. High and outside. 1-1. Tipped it. Gets her sign. Here's the pitch. Ball two. To Mahala Tipton.
Pitching to Mahala.
To Mahala Irvin. That's going to screw me up somewhere. Big swing and a miss. She chased ball three. Pitch up above the brim of her hat, her helmet. even the count at 2-2, fall back and out of play, so Styles hangs in there. The number 9 hitter on deck will be Macy Deaver, who made an absolute gem of a play on a rocket by Logan Matthews.
Just couldn't get it delivered to the first baseman.
She made a strike there, but yeah. Jones just popped out of her glove.
Yeah.
That would have been a gem that you could have seen on ESPN. She just olayed it, picked up the ball. So new balls are being thrown in, as we've had 3 or 4 already knocked out. Styles bats way up in the box. Just missed with ball 3.
Way up, nearly out of it. She does bat way up in the box.
Victor Morgan, here's her pitch now. Swung on and fouled back against the screen. Retrieved by Irvin as she turned around and reached and grabbed it. Flicked off the netting and back to her. She's thanking the umpire. She probably said to him, look, I saved your life. Give me this strike. Ball 4. So she loses her. And that's 2 runners on now. And that's going to bring up Macy Deaver. So 2 walks to the 8-9 hitter. Big swing and miss by Macy Deaver on the first pitch.
Big crowd tonight, or today on the Pisgah side.
Grounder over to the first baseman, Sidney Parris. Easy play, and that's all for the Mountaineers. They strand 2 more runs. And so after 2 complete innings are in the books, it's Pisgah 7. Tuscola nothing. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Back onto the third. The first pitch is fouled off by Logan Matthews. It'll be Logan Matthews, Michaela Tipton, and Taylor Gallion to face Miranda Moore, who's gone all the way so far. He's given up 7 runs. 7-0, Pisgah leads, top of the third. 1 strike count to Logan Matthews. Change up, falls in front of the plate. She's got a good one right there. If she can get that over, that's completely changing up speed.
Yeah. We've been swinging at that too, even if it's not got to the plate.
1-1 offering swung on and fouled out of play. Matthews just hit a frozen one hopper. I mean, she just hit a rocket to Macy Deaver to lead off the second inning. He got on by an error. Pitches low. Evens the count at 2-2. Tipton on deck. Miranda Moore working deliberately for Tuscola. She's ready. Here's her pitch. A big swing and a miss by Matthews. Ball gets away. Throw to first base. She makes it, so it's a strikeout, but a pass ball. No error charge there. And so now Matthews gets on again by a strange way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to bring up Tipton, who was hit by a pitcher last time up.
Well, it's good to see that Logan was running hard. I mean, she seen the ball got away and she took off.
Swung on, and that's line to center field. Nice grab. That is Emily Hooper out in center field. So she retires Tipton. That's going to bring up Taylor Gallion. We're in the top of the third. Pisgah leads 7-0 already. Here's her pitch. Fouled back against the screen. 0-1. Taylor Gallion had a bunt single her last time up. She is 1-for-1 in this game.
I don't think she's going to bump this time.
Lays one down. There she goes down to first. So that will be another bunt single. You must be. So that is one out. The runners move up. She bunted it out and just got down to first. I thought she saw. She didn't look like she was moving quick.
To her? She was.
That's going to bring up Bianca Burnett. He lays one down. Moore gets it and cannot make a play, so that'll be another bunt single. And the bases now are full. They went to small ball.
Small ball again at bottom of the order where they go bump, bump, bump because you got that speed.
Matthews on third. Gallion on second. Burnett on first, and that's going to bring up the top of the order, Hannah Hudson, who's 1-for-2 in this game with a single, RBI single. Squares around, and that looked like a safety squeeze. Matthews goes back.
Yeah, I think it was a safety squeeze, but she didn't get any. So Matthews had to turn around and hustle back. She's already about halfway down the line.
Kaylee Grassy moves in a couple more steps from her third base spot. She's almost on top of Hannah Hudson. Pitch is high for a ball, even the count at one. That last pitch was a ball, so it's 2-0.
Yeah.
Thought she had gone. We cannot hear the umpire. We have headsets on. Top of the third. 7-0 Pisgah. 2-0 offering by Moore. Low and away. So she has no way where to put her. As the bases are full of black bears.
You don't want to walk her in that in the first score. That just is demoralizing.
So it's a 3-0 count. Here's Moore's pitch. Swung in and fouled back. She got the green light with 3-0.
So you would have gave her the green light if you was the coach at 3-0, bases loaded, one out.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And if I would have was that play, I would have turned my head before I got the take sign. Didn't see it, Coach. Moore's offering is in the dirt, so she walks in a run. That's an RBI, the second for Hannah Hudson. She walks with the bases full, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Pressley.
She can add
0-for-1 in this game with a sacrifice fly that drove in a run in the second. Miranda Moore says, here's her pitch. Swung on and lined to right field for a single. That's going to bring in one. Here comes Burnett for the second run and over to third. So Pressley continues her toward hitting with a 2-RBI single, and that's going to push the score to 10-0.
You just can't keep Sheridan down. I mean, she's going to hit at least 500 every time you go up to bat, and that's what you want.
Now it's Mahala Irvin, and as you just think you can take a breather, in comes the thumpers. Ball in the dirt, nice stop by Caitlin Stiles.
And your defense thinks they can take a breather because all the bunting is gone. But don't be surprised.
Irvin, 2-for-2, a home run and a double and 2 RBI. Pitch is just inside for a ball, 2-0. More struggling here in the third inning as she's trying to get out of this jam. Runners at second and third with one out. And Pisgah already leads 10-0 over Tuscola. Moore looking at her signs. She she's ready, here's her 2-0 offering in the dirt, 3-0. On deck is Micah James, who's 1-for-2.
And the coach is going to go out and talk to his pitcher. She is struggling now.
So the time is called as Mike Gentry takes a slow walk out into the circle to talk to Miranda Moore, who is visibly, you know, struggling inside that circle.
I don't think she's rattled. She's not getting her pitches up no more. They're going in the dirt. She's trying to pitch a lot of off-speed stuff and trying to catch us. We're catching up with her off-speed now. This is the second, third time we've been through the lineup, so. You know, unless she's got something different, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have a pitching change here shortly if they don't do it now. Evidently, he's not going to do it. He's going to leave her in.
All right. So that, he had a conference with his pitcher. 3-0. She has an open base to put around.
And maybe that's what he's talking about. You have an open base.
Here's her 3-0 offering. Off four. Walked her.
You know, Mike has struggled against her today, so, you know, that might be why he said, you got an open base, put her on, let's pitch to Micah.
So Micah James has come to the plate, checks in on the right-hand side with bases full. Swung on and dribbled out front. Moore gets it, throw to the plate, that's why. That's going to be an error, and in comes Presley, heads up. As two more runs come in on the error by Miranda Moore. She threw to the plate to force out the runner at the plate, but threw it a little high where Stiles couldn't get it. And James goes all the way down, so there will be no runs batted in for James. And two more runs come in for the Black Bears as they push their lead to 12-0 here in the top of the third, and that's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna.
She's got two good whacks on two pitches. I wouldn't be surprised if one will go out of the park.
First pitch is a, took a little speed off her fastball for a strike. Hannah stood there and watched it. Hannah has popped up to center and almost had a home run last at bat to left. Swung on and that is just driven to left field by Fox.
Across the road.
So Hannah got out in front of that. And Moore already has.
That ball is across the road on the other side, and I don't think anybody's going to go try to retrieve that one.
On deck is Logan Matthews, who started this inning. Hannah's ready. So does Moore. Here's her pitch. Ball outside. One ball, two strikes. 6-foot senior. One of the fastest hands on the team when she swings that bat. It doesn't even look like she puts any effort into it, but she develops bat speed. Swung on, and that is line to left field. Pass, Tristan Woodall. In comes Irvin. In comes James. Here's Hannah to third, stand-up triple. The two RBI triple. That ball was a sinking liner that Woodall tried to make a play on, and it dropped right before her. So the official ruling on that will be a single and then a two-base error. So it'll be a single and an error. She gets only one RBI on that, not two. Error on the left fielder. And that's going to bring up Logan Matthews now.
Back to where we started from in this inning.
And again, that pushes the score now to 14-0. Swung on and lifted to left field. Back goes Woodall. That is foul as she's at the fence, and that falls into the corner safely. So it's just a long strike for Logan Matthews.
She did that against North Henderson. She hit one foul in the corner like that, and then she turned around the next one, hit it out of the park in that same direction, though.
On deck will be Tipton. Logan ready. Nice crowd here at the Tuscola Softball Complex. Pitch. Ooh, a fastball right over the heart of the plate. Matthews took it. He's looking somewhere else in the strike zone to swing at. So that puts the count now at 0-2. Ball gets away. Ball is in the dirt, so it's one ball, two strikes. sun is setting. I'm trying to keep the sun out of my eyes. Well, ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on and popped up into the infield. Ashley Jones gets underneath it, hauls it in, and that is the second out of this inning. So a pop-up by Logan Matthews to Ashley Jones at first base. Second out, and that's going to bring up Tipton with the runner at third, and that's Glenn Hammond.
Play through. Now you're home.
Already, 14 to nothing already. The Black Bears. First pitch to Tipton was a ball high. Visca will be home Tuesday against Brevard, and Thursday they will be home against Franklin. Both games will be on WPTO. Big swing and a miss on a changeup came up empty, even the count at 1-1. Just turn your radio down to 9:20 a.m. and you'll hear the game, or go to WPTLradio.net. WPTLradio.net. You want to listen online streaming. Next pitch is low. 2-1. More. Laboring significantly.
It seems like these last two innings have been
forever. You said this thing would be quick.
Yeah. Sorry.
2-1 count. More ready.
That's the reason I don't gamble.
Swung on and grounded foul. Went right through the wickets of third base coach Walt Leatherwood. You will not be charged with an error.
He has that built-in glove. And
we can't give an error on the coach. Walt walks back. He's laughing with the fans. So it's a 2-2 count. Two outs here in the top of the third. Piskin leads 14-0. Time is called. It's Tipton trying to break Moore's rhythm. Took a little too long. Shade starting to loom out in the outfield as the sun sets behind the mountain. Change up and foul back. Nice adjustment by Michaela Tipton. That was a nice, that's a nice change up. It comes,
yeah.
You know, she throws maybe 50 miles an hour. That comes in like 20.
Yeah. It seems like it. She takes
pops,
forever to get to the plate.
You hear a pop. She's popping it off her leg or something.
Swung on, driven to left field, and that ball is gone.
There's number three for her.
All right, get out.
She just likes saying, I'm going to get me a home run today, too.
That's number 18 for the team. Number three for Michaela Tipton, a two-run bomb. She got a hold of a fastball belt high and just parked it.
And now we are
on
having
the scoreboard.
Now we are having the changing of the pitching.
And now it'll be Ashley Jones. That will be all for Moore. She moves over to first. Just a position change. No change in the lineup. What a bomb by Tipton. So this being their 11th game, they've already hit 18 home runs as a team.
I tell you, we've got more home run hitters this year than we had last year. Last year, just between Irvin and James, and this year you got Irvin, James, Micah James, Irvin, Mayla,
Hannah,
Logan, and now Tipton, and
right.
Putting her name in the
That's
pot.
That's right. With 18 home runs in 11 games, all through the 3 through the 7, that's why we call it
the bumpers.
So, Ashley Jones has completed her warm-up tosses. The new pitcher will face Taylor Gallion, who's 2-for-2 in this game with 2-bunt singles. Swung on, driven to right field, popped up, I should say, and Katie Brocious, first pitch swinging, so Gallion's out to the second baseman, popped up. That's all for the Black Bears as they score a ton again and push their lead up to 16-0 after 2.5 innings. So Rhonda will get it started, see if we can get back to the bat. This game looks like it's not going to last but 5 innings.
Finally, yeah. Pisgah's Varsity Girls Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Chandler. That's commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. Call B. Allen Construction. It's really good to see them bats come alive. You know, we talked about in the pregame about how we struggled in the Franklin and North And North, they started picking up. I told you when I was over at North, I seen a difference in the team. And then this, when we got home and could play, and they started picking up even more and against Smoky Mountain. And then today, they're continuing, and it changes the attitude of the team. The whole team will change.
Well, you have numerous walks, 3 errors, 11 hits, and 2 home runs. So
we have,
that's why you've got a 16-0 lead going here in the bottom of the third.
We have a gaggle of changes on the Pisgah softball team. You have to bear with us. We got Logan Matthews playing third. Micah still is short. We got Brittany Trull at second. Mason McCracken at first. And it looks like Casey.
Hannah out left.
Casey Brown is in center. Caitlin Hannah in left. And looks like Hannah Hudson still at right field.
We'll get that right fielder as we're trying to squeeze out that changes that Goodwin has made with a 16-0 lead. Tipton missed on that second pitch, even the count at 1-1 to Katie Brocious leading off here in the bottom of the third for Tuscola.
It is Hannah Hudson out in right field.
Brocious walked her last time up. It's low and inside, 2-1. Tipton not messing around.
Well, she
trying to find the groove.
She works fast.
High for a ball. 3-1. Tipton ready. Here's a 3-1 offering. Ball 4. So she walks Brocious for a second time. That's going to bring up Kaylee Grasty, the third baseman. Swung on and grounded over to second. Tagged her and flipped over to first.
What a great double play.
Tagged Brocious.
Yeah. Did he not call her out? He did not call her out. She tagged her.
Okay, so it's a fielder's choice. Moves Brocious to second. I thought she tagged her.
I did too. It looked
but the umpire's right, so that is one out here. And that's going to bring up Ashley Jones, the new pitcher in the game. Came on in relief last inning for Miranda Moore. Tipton ready. Swung on and that's grounded to Tipton, who makes a nice step. Flips over to Mason McCracken. Throws over to third to Logan Matthews. As Brocious races over to third. That was heading out to center field. Nice swing, nice contact by Ashley Jones. But Tipton fields in her position magnificently. Stabbed that one and threw her out at first base inside the circle. So that's an easy... It's an easy 1-3 in the book. Grounder, foul.
Micah,
that is Emily Hooper.
Micah James had the same yesterday. She fielded the ball really well at her position and got the easy out. Both James and Tipton are great fielding pitchers.
So two outs here. Runner at third is Brocious. The pitch is low and inside. So that makes the count now 1-1. On deck is Miranda Moore. Hooper struck out her last time up. Swung on and grounded over to Mason McCracken. Just flips it up like Hooper. Vacuums. And that's all for the Black Bears. They strand another runner, this one at third. So that's all for 3 innings in the book as we'll take a word from our sponsors here with the score. Pisgah 16, Tuscola nothing. We'll be back after these messages, folks.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Tuscola softball complex. We've moved to the top of the fourth inning. Pisgah has a big lead over Tuscola, 16-0. Leading off here for the Black Bears in the fourth will be Mason McCracken. Big swing and a miss. That evens the count at 1-1. McCracken batting in the nine hole for Bianca Burnett, but she will play first base for the remainder of the game.
Well, she's a good bat. She's got a great bat. She just needs to be at the...
Swung on and lifted down the line, but fouled. Got out ahead of a fastball. Makes the count now 1-2.
She led the JV team last year in her batting average and RBIs.
So Jones working inside the circle for Tuscola. That's the second pitcher of the game for Mike Gentry. She's ready. Here's a 1-2 offering. Swung on and lined to center field for a single. One hopper scorched that one past the diving Macy Deaver.
Right under her glove. She dove for it. I mean, you can't say nothing bad about the shortstop for Tuscola. She has been on the ground diving for these balls, trying to stop them.
Superb effort by the gem of a fielder. Heck of a ball player for Tuscola playing short. She is just diving and playing all out in this game. And that's going to bring up number 11. That will be Casey Brown.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be batting for Hannah Hudson. So we're cracking out by a single here in the top of the fourth inning. Lays down a bunt, goes foul. Walt come in, took a few steps in to tell her, said, no.
That's
a 16-0 lead. You swing that bat. He kind of motioned, slapped his fingers, her hands together, and just
he gets to see the lefty batters, and Serena gets to see the righty batters.
Big cut by Casey Brown. Fouled it back, so it's now 1-2. Presley on deck. Youth movement.
Yeah, this is the young guys coming up.
Pitches low and outside, even the count at 2-2.
And this will be the Bears for next year.
16-0 here in the top of the fourth. Pisgah leads Tuscola. Swung on and fouled out of play by Casey Brown.
Right behind JP.
So Brown has a 2-2 count, nobody out. McCracken will hit a sharp single to center to lead off this inning. Is at first base. 16-0 lead, nobody will be stealing. Called strike three. She stood there and watched it go by.
She knew she should have swung.
So that's one out, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who has a sacrifice fly, a 2-RBI single. One for two, but 3 RBIs. Pitches low and away. Ball one. One of those tough games to play. It's just like it almost dies after, big league comes. And then it's just, you got to just wrap up these innings.
Mm-hmm.
We still got to get to the fifth. Another pitch way outside. Trying to keep the ball away from Presley.
Yep.
Big hitter in the team so far.
And the new pitcher for Tuscola, she's got to go through the thumpers now.
She's got to get it out. And on deck is Mahala Irvin. Ball three. That's going to be dangerous to put two runners on with one out and Mahala Irvin coming up.
That's been a nightmare. She's a pitcher.
That's almost the announcement, the trumpet sound. The thumpers are coming to play. Called strike as Presley let that one. That was knee high outside corner. Presley, ready to go. 3-1 count. Jones is ready. Here's a pitch. Swung on and fouled back by Presley. So that puts the count even at 3-2.
I think it's 2-2 if the scoreboard's correct. I'm not sure.
No, scoreboard's not correct. 3-2. We had the first three pitches to a ball. Line, spat right off the glove of Jones. That's going to be an infield single. Jones just stuck out her glove.
That took it out. I mean,
so
it was hit hard.
Another single by Presley, who just hit a rocket back at through the box. Jones stuck out her glove, and that ball almost took her hand off.
And then here we go. You got two on. You said it. It's like a trumpet's calling for the thumpers.
Thumper time. What was it, hammer time? We got thumper time.
Yeah.
Swing on the line. Christy, nice play to force out at third base. Makes him a crack, and I mean, she scorched that one hopper, and Grasty's got a glove on it and made a gem of a play at third base.
She about hit it in the same place she hit the other one, right between third and the base.
So McCracken is out. That's the second out in this inning, and that's going to bring up Micah James. James is 1-for-3 in this game.
She's not hit a home run last two games. We need to get her fired up, too, now.
Well, she almost got robbed by the fence last time. Yesterday. Swing on, and I mean, she's not fooled. Grassy may have to get some catching gear down at the corner.
At least a face mask and some shin guards.
She's trying to figure out where to play so the ball won't hit her.
They are like her aiming at her.
She's getting her glove ready, but she made a great play on Irvin's rocket down to her. Ball high. Makes the count 2-1. 16-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. All Pisgah.
Blackburn's threatening again.
Runners at first and second. Irvin at first, Presley at second. James at the plate. Ball high gets away as the runners advance the base back to the screen on a wild pitch by Jones.
That was way up there.
So runners now move up to second and third. Presley standing on third. John Irvin is at second. James still at the plate with a 3-1 count, but there are two outs. Jones' pitch is high for a ball. She loses her.
Ooh. Caitlin Hanna has come so close to knocking them out of the ballpark, I don't think I'd want her up with bases loaded.
Hanna,
ooh,
who likes grand slams.
Yeah, she likes eating at Denny's.
Hanna's ready. Here's Jones' pitch. Swung on line to left field. Pass Woodall. There's one run in. Here comes Irvin for the second run. James rounds third. As Hannah's trying for a triple, and she's going to be tossed out. So that'll be all as the run crosses the plate. So that'll be 3-run triple again. Holy smokes, she scorched at the same spot as Woodall. Tried to make a play on it, went back to the screen, and then she was trying to stretch it into a three-bagger, but she'll get credited for a double and 3 runs batted in. So that will be all for Tuscola in this inning, so they push their lead up to 18. Well, it's actually, we're waiting to see if it's 19 to nothing.
Should be 19 because she did cross the plate before she was tagged out. So that should be 19 to nothing.
Well, I'm telling you, the scoreboard, I'm going to keep it here, but it's 18 to nothing. But
okay.
I mean, 19 to nothing, but they got it 18. Maybe the umpire said no.
Okay.
Does it really matter?
Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford of the Winner's Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and then by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling, called B. Allen Construction. I don't know if we're going to change it or not. I mean, you really want to argue over that?
She's going to get 2 RBIs on that. Maybe the umpire said she didn't cross home plate.
I maybe Serena is going to go. Maybe not. I know Walt, Coach Leatherwood, was talking to her about it. I don't think she's going to say anything. I'm like you, don't say anything. I mean, it's already 18 to nothing.
All right, so Michaela Tipton here in the bottom of the fourth inning will face Miranda Moore. Tristan Woodall has a little blooper inside. Urban picks it up, throws over to first in time to get Moore. So Urban, little blooper out in front of the plate. Urban picked it up, threw her out, and that's going to be Tristan Woodall.
She failed trying to get to it, and then I didn't think she was going to get up in time, but she
threw her out from her knee.
Yeah.
Swung on, popped up, Logan Matthews hauled that in, so two pitches, two outs.
Quick, let's get it over.
I think Tusco is probably saying the same thing right now. That's going to be Alex Rich.
You know,
and I found out her name is Alex Rich. Called strike.
Coach Goodwin probably told Michaela Tipton not to be fancy, going there and pitch strikes and let them try to hit it. Depend on your defense.
Swung on, that's line to right field.
Oh,
yeah.
Mercy.
So a sinking liner.
That is Sydney Harris playing right field.
So the defensive jam goes out to right field.
Gold glove. Man, that was a great catch.
So 1-2-3 for Tipton, and that's all here in the fourth inning. So we move to the top of the fifth with the score, Pisgah 18, Tuscola nothing. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
Back to the Tuscola softball complex. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Pisgah 18, Tuscola 0. Leading off for the Black Bears will be Logan Matthews, who's 0 for 3 in this game. She'll be facing Ashley Jones. First pitch by Jones, one big cut. Oh, she was going to the downs on that one.
She's got such great power, you know. If she ever gets it lined up, she was a little late on the pitch. So if she ever gets it, man, it's going to go out.
She's looking to drive it to center field. Jones is ready. It's her sign. Here's the pitch. Big cut and miss by, well, actually it was fouled back by Logan. Suns in my eyes.
It looks like it's going inside on the hands.
So 0-2 count to Logan Matthews. 18 to nothing, looming big on the scoreboard, all in favor of the Black Bears here against the Mountaineers. Foul back again. Matthews getting some good hats up at the plate. Trying to get her first knock of the game. Trying to drive it up the middle.
Every time she's got on base, it's been some kind of fluke.
Jones is ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on and lifted to left field, but that's going to be in the park as Woodall comes in. Nice play by the left fielder. And that's all for Matthews, and that's one out here in the top of the fifth for Pisgah, and that's going to bring up Michaela Tipton, who's dealing a one-hitter right now.
Up,
only two punch-outs, but she's been efficient. working, doesn't have, you know, exceptionally fast stuff, but she just works so well. She fouls off the first pitch to her. But when you hit, when you, good pitchers, when you got good stuff and you pound the strike zone, you get, you pound it low until you get two strikes and elevate it, but you make pitches and say, hit that one.
Yeah. And that's what she does. She is so good at nipping the corners, high and low. She's going to give it, make you hit the ball.
Swung on and fouled back. I had an old coach that said, pound the dots. When you put, when you take a picture of a strike zone, you know, and you put a header, you know, you have these dots that you want to hit in that strike zone. They're all on the outer part. He said, pound those dots.
It's like the strike zone on ESPN when they do a game.
Right,
game.
Right.
Yeah.
And Tipton has been pounding the dots all game. She fouls back another pitch.
And plus, she's been hitting well, too, last two games.
Still 0-2 as Jones got her in a hole, and Tipton's battling up there. Tipton, a two-run home run, and hit by a pitch and popped up to center field. So she's 1-for-2 in this game with two RBIs. Changeup straight over the club. I mean, that was another rocket to grasp. Vasty may have nightmares tonight.
They have been aiming for her today. It's just like, okay, third baseman, let's set that girl out.
That one was not on the ground. That was slightly above her head. And Grassy did everything to get the glove up, and it went off her glove, and she's smiling. But you got to, she's elevated her heartbeat right now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to bring up
Brittany Cole.
Brittany Troll. She takes the first pitch called strike. She's batting for Taylor, Taylor Gallion, so this will be the first at-bat for Troll. Playing second base. Swung on and fouled off the hand. So it's now 0-2 to Troll.
Coach Leatherwood feels safe with those batters up. He's a little bit higher up out. And when Caitlin Hannah gets on, he gets next to the fence. Hmm.
Ready to go, 0-2. Swung on, and that is popped up down the left field line as Grasty and Deaver give chase, but falls safely right before the fence. Those two on that left-hand side of the infield for Tuscola have played a superb infield. I mean, Grasty has just made plays, not backed off, trying to make plays on rockets, and Deaver's diving all over the field, so you got to give credit to those two defenders. Called strike three. So Jones strikes out Troll. So that'll be the second out in this inning, and that's going to bring up Mason McCracken, who singled her last time up to center field. Only a junior. McCracken. Black batting glove. She's ready to go. Holds her hands high. She wants that pitch in there. She's an aggressive hitter.
She is a very aggressive hitter.
Pitch is high for a ball. 1-0. Two outs here in the top of the fifth.
A few more minutes, that sun won't be in her eyes.
I know. And the game will be over.
Yeah.
We've battled the sun, folks. Jones is ready. Here's her pitch. Low for a ball. 2-0. On deck will be Hannah, Casey Brown. Jones is ready. Here's her pitch. Called strike on the corner.
Buckled her knee. She started to swing, and then she let off, and then...
Nice pitch by Jones. Worked her outside, outside, and then brought one inside. Kind of froze up McCracken, so it's 2-1. Jones is ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on, lifted to left field. In comes Woodall, and that's all. As Woodall grabs that one, and that's all for the Black Bears here in the top of the fifth. They get no runs, strand one runner. Score remains. Pisgah 18, Tuscola 0.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor Award, the President's Award by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, and by B. Allen Construction Company of Candler Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling. Give Brad Allen a call.
Well, that may be the last at-bat. That's 18 runs, 12 hits, 2 home runs. Elevates their total to 18 for the team. The way Michaela Tipton's tossing a one-hitter right now with two strikeouts, she's going to look to keep the shutout intact.
Yeah, and if she's not going to pitch anything, she's going to put it right down the middle, let them hit it, and try to make it to where let her defense win the game for her. Don't try to be fancy. You know, right now, time right now not to be fancy. Just pitch the game. Go for it.
So we're going to get a pitch hitter. We do not know who that is. Number 14. I don't have that.
I have to wait till they call her name.
She'll be batting for Caitlin Stiles. Took us four innings to find out Alex Rich was number 8. I didn't catch the name. So number 14's pitch hitting. First pick. Oh, man, she did the Olay dance. You know, she two-step dancing with the stars on that first pitch.
A little bit low and at the feet, though.
And she danced over top of it, did not want to get hit. She's shaking her head, tipped it, backed her up, moved her feet. First pitch, swung on and dribbled over to Logan Matthews, scoops it up, throws over to first to McCracken, who just is a gold glove first baseman right behind Sidney Parris. So there's two great
players. Oh, yeah. And she's learning to stretch out like Sid. Sidney's working with her. She's trying to get that. She sees how valuable it is for that extra stretch out on that run.
Now that's going to bring up Macy Devers 0 for 2 in this game. Foul back as she's hacking at the first pitch. 18 to nothing here in the top of the fifth, or excuse me, in the bottom of the fifth. 10-run mercy rule has been activated. Tipton's pitch swung on in line to Logan Matthews and just stopped that up. A head high liner, and that's all for Deaver, so that's two outs here in the inning. Both outs have been recorded by. Next pitch to Katie Grocious is a ball. So 1-0. Logan Matthews has recorded both outs here. So two outs, one out away from the end of this game. Next pitch is a strike. 1-1. Painted the corner with a fastball.
Now Logan can play just about any position you want her to. She's got a big bat. She's a valuable player.
Next pitch swung on in line to right field. Katie Grocious gets the second hit of the game. So Brocious is on for the third time of this ball game. She lined a sharp single to right field.
Second hit of the game.
No, she walked twice and then.
No, man.
Oh, yeah. Tipton's, yeah, second hit. No, Kaylee. And up to the plate is the one that got the first hit in the first inning. Kaylee grabbed it. Swung on, popped up. Irvin's got it. And that's all. She retires Grasty, and that's all for Tuscola, and that's the ball game. As Pisgah defeat Tuscola 18 to nothing in 5 innings. Folks, we'll be back for our post-game show in a minute after a word from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernet.
Welcome back to the Tuscola softball complex. It is a final after 5 innings. The score was Pisgah 18, Tuscola nothing, and Rhonda Bird has the star of the game, the winning pitcher, Michaela Tipton.
Michaela, great performance today. You got another home run. today, you just keep contributing to the team, both in the circle and out on the field and at the plate. How does it feel to be a winner at this game? It's such a big game for y'all.
It's such a big game, and it feels awesome to come to their field and beat them, so I know we'll have a better performance at our field.
Your batting's gotten tremendously well. Your daddy had talked to me in the offseason, said you'd worked really hard on your batting and hired a private coach to help you, and it's starting to show now.
I went every Tuesday night, and I hit with Tim Miller, and I didn't stop hitting until the beginning of the season. That's when I started pitching.
So do you think that helped you, that has contributed to your success at the plate?
Yes, I started widening my stance, and that helped a lot.
So let's go to your pitching. You had two hits today, two strikeouts, a tremendous performance inside the circle.
I'm just trying to keep it out of the middle because I know this is a hitting team, and I just want to keep it outside or inside or low to where they can't get a hold of it.
You know, no coach used to tell me you were pounding the dots. If you paint the strike zone, you put a box, and you put the dots on, you know, the side, you got six dots. As a pitcher, if you're pounding those dots, you can stay a long time inside that circle.
Yeah. As long as you're not pitching straight down the middle, because they'll get their timing down and they'll start hitting as long as you're inside, outside, and changing up the speed.
You think the changing of the lineup has helped the team this year, this last couple of games, with putting what we call the thumpers at the top of the order?
I think it has a lot, because as long as we can get somebody on base, the rest of our lineup won't have any problem getting them in.
Okay, Mike. Kayla, nice job. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
We're waiting on Coach Goodwin.
Well, what we'll do right here is, looks like she's busy tying up, talking to somebody. So what we'll do, Rhonda, we'll wrap it up.
Okay, okay. That sounds good to me.
So it was a winning, it was a good day for the Pisgah Black Bears. It was not a very good day for the Tuscola Mountaineers, but they'll rebound as Mike Gentry's a fine coach. So the final here, ladies and gentlemen, from the Tuscola softball complex, with 18 runs, 12 hits, and made no errors, was the Pisgah Black Bears. Only no runs and two hits and made five errors was the Tuscola Mountaineers. The final from the Tuscola softball complex, Pisgah 18, Tuscola nothing. Folks, join us this Tuesday at 3:45 for the pregame show as the Brevard Blue Devils come into the Pisgah softball complex for a 4 p.m. Western North Carolina Athletic Conference showdown, and also Thursday here on WPTL, the big game against the Franklin Panthers, also going to start at 4 o'clock. And that pregame show will again start at 3:45. For my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird, I'm Chuck Fiebernitz. Folks, we'll see you next time, and God bless.